This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Dearest Gloria, I write you from the front of the war. I miss your tender touch and your kisses. I miss our late night chats until we fall asleep by the fireplace. Someday soon I will meet you again. I'll be running up the front path all the way to the doorstop, and I'll grab you in my arms, carry you inside, and make love to you all night long. I can't wait to reunite to you. Can't wait to reunite with you. Oh, all these gunshots are really shaking my nerves. I'll be home safe soon. Love you, Charles.
My dearest Charles. Hey, your letter was a real mess. Lots of scratches out, tears stained, blood stained, food stained? I think I smelled some sauce. Things are the same here, just dreaming of you coming back and lightly touching me by the fire. We're bored here, there's 12 children, and I'm not teaching any of them to read. I love you very much. Your dearest, Gloria.
My dearest Gloria, what up, what up, what up? It's me, Pickles. I write to you from the back of the war. It's chill back here, pretty low-key, no gunshots. Most of the war's already kind of run down. Anyway, girl, damn, I got you on my mind. What can I say? I miss the fire. Remember how I would fucking just, like, throw, like, lighter fluid in the fire and go, foo, foo, foo. Like, oh, man, it would be so fucking big, man. Oh, Gloria, God, what were the name of those pies we used to eat? Oh, I want one of those pies so bad. Anyway, I've been robbing corpses. later, baby, Pickles.
My dearest Gloria, it has been 28 days since my last letter, and I have not received a reply. I miss when you used to send me those terrible riddles. I wish you would send me some more. Speaking of terrible, have I told you about someone in my company named Pickles? He was supposed to be at the front of the war, but like a coward, he ran back and has set up camp way, 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 way back in the war. He has 3 guns, so nobody dares to say anything to him, because we don't know what he'll do, but if you want to write back, that would be great, but if not, I guess we're done? I guess, am I supposed to take the hint? So, are we, like, free to see other people? I just want to know what the rules are so I don't mess this up. Let me know. Love, always, Charles.
To my Charles and Pickles. Boys, I am writing you both at the same time to put this mess to an end. Yes, I have been seeing both of you. Yes, I have been sending you both sex letters, which is sexting, but letters. Yes, half of the children are Pickles. The ones who run amok are Pickles, and the ones who sit quietly are Charleses. But I have come to my decision, and I have picked one of you.
My dearest Gloria, you're probably
writing
your letter.
Wait, my letter wasn't
right
done.
Now.
I didn't even get to finish the letter.
You go.
I pick Pickles. I went off. You know what, Charles? You're going to interrupt my letter? I pick Pickles.
Unbelievable.
Pickles, you're up.
In anticipation of your letter about Pickles, unbelievable.
My dearest Charles, glad we finally cut the dead weight. Me and you been boning like it's nobody's business.
Why
I love this war.
To me?
Why the fuck did he send this to me?
I got three guns. I cannot read. My name is Pickles. I'm at the back of the war. I used to love Gloria. I'm never going to pay for those kids. I'm crazy as shit. I rob corpses. Pickles?
Why did he send me this?
My dear?
He can't read. What has he been doing with my letters?
My dearest JPC and Aaron, I am Adler 5.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And this is boy. Hey Riddle Riddle. If you've
a
never listened to us before,
about letters.
It's about letters from the war. That's all we do. Tie a ribbon around the old oak tree and listen to our show.
Okay, what a classic opening for us. That's an all-timer.
What's that thing? What's the fucking name of where Disney hides all their little fun movies?
The trash.
The vault.
The vault. Thank you. I love that they're like, I don't know, let's put fucking Fantasia in the vault for 5 years. And then they're like, we're opening the vault. And it's like, you've had that out the whole time. What are we doing? That's like mental warfare. That's mental
Let
terrorism.
Let Disney have their fun. They're not harming anyone.
Opening the vault is like such a fun marketing tactic. But like, imagine if it's like, hey, Apple is opening the vault on the iPhone 6. So for the first time in 5 years, you could get an iPhone 6.
What? That'd be
honestly
incredible.
Okay. iPhones were easier and broke way less when they were older.
Here's what I'll say.
That's true.
I would buy a Razer today.
Oh, I would buy a Razer.
Cranberry Razer?
Yeah, Cranberry Razer.
I'm going to start doing that around the house. Like Gemma will be like, hey, where are the chips? And I'll be like, the chips are in the vault. We'll see those for another eight years.
The chips are in the vault. You got to wait.
Sort of like Snow White.
You got to wait.
Mm-hmm. Nah, the chips are in the vault.
Sounds like a euphemism.
I think Gemma will love that. I think Gemma will love you hiding snacks.
Your wife?
Yeah.
That's true.
She's not my
Borat
wife.
Borat voice.
Thank you so much. I don't have a wife.
You guys don't have wives, and I feel really dumb. I don't have a wife.
Aaron, you want to know how you get a wife? Practice.
10,000 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a brat here, but I deserve to have a wife more than you jokers.
I know. And think about all the other people living on this earth that deserve a wife more than us two jokers.
I can't believe at the wedding when I put on my wedding ring and JPC ran up during the vows and we clinked our wedding rings together. What a
I said, wedding
time.
Twin powers activate.
And then I punched you in the face. Isn't it wild? More so, I mean, not more so, but on equal level to me getting married and now being Mr. Groom, isn't it wild that we were at episode 199?
199 bottles of
riddles on the wall.
199 bottles of riddles. Remember when we were like on episode 14? That was so random of
us. You take one sip. You're bored as hell. You turn on a different podcast.
The wild part is if intrepid listeners can go back and listen, I think around like episode 7 or 8, we said, look, if we're all still single, like 192 episodes from now, we should just fucking make this thing official and get hitched. And Aaron, that was like a joke we were doing. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you were doing, but you fucked up.
Yeah,
you're not single.
I messed
you're
up.
Unmarried.
I'm pretty sure in an early episode I said if we're both unmarried, and then you told me that you'd turn me into a crab if I'm still single. So I'm still waiting for you to turn me into a crab.
I got a crab clock on my wall, and it's ticking down, Aaron. I'll be honest, I know how much time you have, and you don't have a lot.
That's fine. I'd rather be a crab than a wife. And you can quote me on that.
She wants to have a wife, but she'd rather be a crab than be a wife. Typical millennial.
Are you kidding? Being a wife? The emotional labor? Hard pass, everybody. Beep boop boo, I'm a crab. I would not be a very good crab because I would sort of be feared because I love seafood so much that I would be like eating other I'd be like eating oysters and mussels, and they'd be like, oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah. And every time you saw a jacuzzi, you'd like be like, should I jump in?
Did I? And then like rip off one of my legs. Am I crazy? Yeah, I would definitely try to eat my legs.
Yeah, I couldn't do it because I hate rubber bands. So, I would be the worst crab.
I've been recording all day and we've run out of things to talk about. You don't have any more new stories for each other.
Actually,
we've all lost our brains.
this is actually really cool because that gives us a unique opportunity to have riddles for one time in our entire life save us.
All right.
Kind of step in as like the, I don't know, like the content of the podcast. If
my
that makes sense.
Let's do it.
God. You're right. Let's do it. Let's get into riddles.
We thought we'd never be here, yet here we are.
We need to fill up the time with riddles. Okay, here we go. Are we ready for our first riddle?
Yes, baby.
We've barely woke up into the episode, but I guess we have to.
Yes, perfect. Me, baby.
Yes, me, baby.
Have you seen that parrot on TikTok?
No.
There's a Gemma and I are obsessed with it. We keep saying it around the house. There's a TikTok parrot who keeps going, "Are you a good baby? You been a good boy? You been a good baby?" And then when he kisses,
I'm
he goes, he's really, it's really incredible.
I have a confession to make, and I'm not happy about this. I'm a little ashamed, but I will make it live on the air to the two of you. So whenever you two in our group chat send me a TikTok to view, I always click it, and it loads up a web page that says, "Hey, download the TikTok app if you want to see this." So I go, "Well, no, I'm not going to do that." And so I don't think I've ever seen one of these TikToks that has been sent.
All right, well, that is devastating because you've been like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, sometimes that's easier, huh? Like, I know it's funny, so sometimes I just go, ha, 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 ha.
I'm going to play the audio. Okay, so the most recent TikTok in our group chat was
TikTok?
I think
people would rather listen to riddles.
I know, but okay, here's this. Addle said, "Aaron, this sounds like the yelps you give when I get a song in the Name That Tune game and you get pissed." And this is truly, this husky sounds so much like me when I yell. It's great.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
Yep. All right.
Wow. Aaron, that
did I play audio of a husky or did I play audio from me from a Patreon episode?
That
you
does
be the
sound
judge.
A lot like you. That is,
I know, I've got freaked
scary,
out.
A scary amount. Like, that's your whole thing.
I know, and I sound like a husky.
What's this husky's day rate?
Come on, please.
I was on the couch and I opened it and was listening to it because somebody sent it to me. And I started laughing, and then Gemma was like, "Is that Aaron?" And I go, "What?" She goes, "Is Aaron?" And I go, "No, this is a..."
And then she
goes, "You have to send that to Aaron."
Addle, are you kidding? Is that how that...
Yeah,
she thought that was me?
Real. Yeah, so
oh
you have to...
Oh, my God.
This is thanks to Gemma. I need to change my entire life. This is a few days ago. Maybe she didn't say, "Is that Aaron?" But she definitely was immediately like, "That's Aaron." Or like,
I guess her
character not wrong,
she didn't say, "Is that Aaron?" I think what she said exactly was, "That's Aaron."
That's Aaron.
Okay, I'm ready for some riddles.
And after the break, I'll find that parrot and I'll play a quick snippet because it's adorable.
I can't wait.
I rarely do listener submitted emails. This isn't even an email. I guess I never do listener submitted emails.
Perfect.
But I am going to do a listener submitted Twitter DM. And this is to our, what's our freaking,
Hey Riddle
what is
Riddle,
our handle?
I think.
At Hey Riddle Riddle. That makes total sense.
Wow, we must have got in there early, huh?
This is from Brig. Says, "My name is Brig, like bridge." My name is Brig.
B-R-I-G.
My name is Brig, like bridge.
I think like bridge.
Bridge.
Oh, like short for Bridget. I see.
Yeah.
Yes,
bridge.
Yes, yes.
My name is Brig.
My name is Brig. Yeah.
Wow, is that the riddle? My name is Brig, like bridge. Huh.
Is it a bridge? Here we go. The riddle is... It kills scientists in seconds, Europeans in minutes, and Americans are unaffected. What is it?
Mosquitoes.
Okay.
Curiosity?
No, that's
God.
Cats. It kills scientists in seconds, Europeans in minutes, and Americans are unaffected. What is it?
It kills scientists, Europeans, and Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Are the three categories?
Mm-hmm. Scientists, Europeans, Americans. The three body types.
Oh, I think I know this. Oh, this is good. I like this.
And I'm totally European.
I don't know it.
Would you say JPC?
I think I'm more of my... If I had to pick my body type between scientist, European, and American, I think I have to go scientist.
I think I have an American body.
All right, so we have the three body types are represented on this show: a scientist, a European, and an American.
Welcome to a bar. Here's what I'll say. I don't know if I understand this answer, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to you now. Unless
you have a guess. I understand the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it. I think
Can
I know.
You give it to me? I want to know it.
Yeah, Aaron. So if it is what I think it is, a clue would be measurement.
Oh.
Measurement would be the clue.
Okay, so kilometers.
No, but you're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Yeah, like the unit of measurement we don't use, and it's like a double
furlong.
Yeah. What is it?
Edward furlongs.
So it I believe the answer would be Kelvin, Celsius, and Fahrenheit. And so you would pick like what is it like zero, right? 0 degrees.
GPC.
Is that the answer?
Kind of. I mean, you got it. I don't know if zero is the answer, but you're absolutely right. The answer is degrees or temperature, Kelvin versus Celsius versus Fahrenheit. So yeah, I think it's like what their.
I think if you do 0 degrees Fahrenheit, that's not so bad. I mean, it's cold, but maybe unaffected. But I think 0 degrees Kelvin and 0 degrees Celsius are like super cold.
Sort of feels dying. Speaking of screaming, I remember when a year before the pandemic in 2019, there was those days it was so cold we all had to stay inside.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 days. Leading up to those days, I told you this, a little girl from school who I was nannying, and we had to walk 3 minutes to the car, and she wasn't a complainer or a whiner. She was just a sweet little girl. She never complained. And her and I screamed. We were both screaming on the top of our lungs, walking from the door to our school to the car because it was that cold.
I think on the news, and I'd never seen this before. I haven't seen it since. They came on and they're like, if you don't have to go outside today, do not. And if you do go outside, no. They said something about your eyeballs can like
get
ruined, where they're like, if you go outside, close your eyes or blink as much as possible because your eyes will freeze. And I was like, this is the scare. Forget clowns. Forget monsters. This is the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no.
I remember during the polar vortex, we sent one of our roommates out to go walk to pick up a pizza, and he got back and he was not wearing socks.
He was wearing
sneakers with no socks. We were like, you didn't put socks on. And he was like, it's 2 blocks. And we were like, I think it's like -1,000 degrees outside. Yeah,
you're going to die.
Like, aren't you listening to scientists, you weirdo?
The polar vortex is where post potatoes came from.
That's true.
So crazy that we were cutting potatoes and made up post potatoes. Anyways.
Post potatoes.
Next riddle. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm going to get this one. JPC got the last one. Aaron's going to get this one.
Okay.
Let's go.
What is it that everybody does at the same time?
Poops.
Everybody poops.
Exists.
Poops and makes eye contact.
Excuse me? Aaron, you are pretty close with exists.
Lives.
But it's a little more specific.
Is it looks up at the same moon and wonders where you are?
Thank you, Feifel. An American Tale. What is it that everybody does at the same time? And Aaron, you might have just said something and I missed
breathes.
It. Breathes. Not quite.
Oh, that's a good answer. Good answer. Breathes on the board.
Well, I guess it has something to do with breathing, but it's getting colder.
Heartbeat.
About the same level warm or cold.
I think Aaron fucking nailed it with exists, right? Like everybody exists at the same time.
I guess technically you're right, but there is something a little more specific in terms of the passage of time.
What does everybody do at the same
getting
time?
Getting older. We're all getting older at the same time.
What is it
time?
That everybody does at the same time? Aaron,
you stole my lyric book.
Older.
You stole my book of lyrics.
Well,
God
you just copied the lyrics from the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
No one was
going to notice.
Riding my exercise bike the other day, and one of the instructors said, you're as old as you've ever been, and you're as young as you'll ever be. And I said, well, that's nothing. I mean, that's nothing. It's just... What that is it's exactly nothing. And it's one of those things where if I hear someone say that in real life, I'm like, you could have just said nothing. You could have just sipped your water quietly.
Nope. Today, you're younger than you've ever old and older than the youngest kid in your family.
I do want to say
today is when your dreams come true, and dreams come true because it's coming together today.
That's gorgeous. Can I put that on a mug?
I'm going to put that on a pillow.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a man who has been 40 years old forever.
Okay.
So you've just you stopped growing old at 40. You're just permanently 40.
Sure.
Aaron, you are a curious coworker who today is the day where you decide to sort of breach that topic.
Hey, hump day, am I right?
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Don't remind me. Another day, another property taxes.
Yeah. Julia had a birthday, so there's donuts in the break room if you want to.
Hey, yeah, donuts? No, thank you. I'm about 5 years past the point where I could have a donut on a Wednesday.
Right. Yeah, so speaking of birthdays,
sure.
I don't have yours in the office calendar, and I just was wondering if you wanted to give me, like, the month, year, day of your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind doing... I'm actually a leap year baby, so it's...
Cool.
You know, hard, yeah, I have to admit, leap year baby. So my birthday, it's... I mean, it's pretty...
February 29th.
Well, you know, basically, it only happens, you know, once every, what, 4 or 5 years, so it's not even really worth commenting on.
No, it's just that you, and also, unrelated, what is your skincare routine?
Oh,
because I've been working here for a decade, and you've looked the same. It's
what are
like
you, my
sunscreen?
Nieces and my nephews? They are always asking me about these things. Those little tykes, those little sprouts, those full-grown adults,
okay,
those
okay.
old,
what?
Aged people. My nieces,
your nieces and nephews?
Yeah, sure.
You have older
I don't know. I don't really love to talk about my family life at work, you know, separation
right.
of church and state and all.
What year were you born?
Gas prices. Gas prices. Astounding. Just astounding. $5 a gallon. I remember when gas was a nickel.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. God, well, those were the days.
There
driving
he is.
Around.
There he is, my sweet uncle. Can I give you a hug?
Oh, little Zachary. Well, you better not because of your bones.
How old are you?
I'm 87 years young.
And how old are you?
This is Melvin. Melvin is it's basically, are you familiar with the little brother program? This is
yeah.
an old cousin or old nephew program. So Melvin never had a nephew in life. And so it's kind of like an adopted nephew thing where I'm kind of trying
You're
to
his
act.
Nephew?
He's my nephew.
But you just said he never had a nephew.
We misunderstood the program when we signed up for it, and we
yes,
kind of reversed
I also
it a little
misunderstood
bit.
My name. I thought I was Zachary, but that's yeah. the brain.
Well, Zachary Melvin. I use his last name because I don't know him that well, and he uses his first name because
Could
he knows him very well.
How old are you?
Me?
No, not you.
I thought
Melvin.
I said the brain.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
You're doing great. This is
yeah.
not your war.
Oh, speaking of wars, oh my God. Please don't talk to me about wars. I am, of course, a veteran. I fought, let's see, who did I fight? I fought the Spanish. And by the way,
people
the
in the office think you're an opposite Benjamin Button. They think that you were born 40 and you always will be 40.
Wait, they think I'm an opposite Benjamin Button? So a good movie? That doesn't make any sense.
No,
scene.
Not a reverse Benjamin Button.
Scene.
JPC, I realized I just asked you to play Paul Rudd.
Dude,
yeah.
for sure.
Oh my God, so
for
handsome.
Sure.
I've seen Paul Rudd in real life before, and it was like 2 a.m. at an SNL after party, and he looked fucking gorgeous. I was like,
wow.
what is going on? How does he do this?
Man, he seems like he's the coolest.
If
yeah.
only.
You played an uncle, but he's an ant man. Let's get to another riddle here. Who are the two brothers?
Jesus Christ.
Who are the two brothers who live on opposite sides of the road, yet never see each other?
Oh, okay. What are those, it's the famous feud that those two families...
The Hatfields and the McCoys?
I think of the Capulets and the Romeos.
The two, like, lions that are in front of a building, like the statues.
Oh, like at the Art Institute?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those gargoyles?
Mm-hmm.
Gargoyles,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I'm saying
Thank
it right,
you.
Right? Gargoyles? That's how you say it, right?
Yeah, no one
Why is
it.
Everyone looking at me? Gargoyles.
This is not your war. Aaron, this is not your war. Who are the two brothers who live on opposite sides of the road, yet never see each other? And
is
I'll give you
Jackie
road?
East and Tommy West.
Oh, it's Eyes.
Aaron, repeat that.
It's Eyes.
That is correct.
And you're not trying hard enough if you can't see one eye with the other eye. Do it right now,
In
everybody. Pull over
eyes.
Or stop your work wherever you're listening to
no,
Hey Riddle Riddle. I want you to spend at least 90 minutes trying to see your eyes with the other eye.
Aaron, I think I've realized why you get headaches.
Yeah, all right, maybe. Could be that.
Yeah, could be. I don't know.
To see the back of my brain, too.
As we all know, your eyes are brothers and your ears are sisters.
Aww.
That's my new book that I'm writing. It's full of witticisms that have no fucking meaning at all.
And your nose is a single child. Which is why your nose has the best Christmas. We ready for, let's do another riddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess am I ready for it? Sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay, what does no person want, yet no person wants to lose?
Their life.
Not a baby.
Death. No.
Oh, yeah.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, no one wants their life, but they don't want to lose
their death.
Honestly, Aaron, that's not bad.
Their mind. Wait, what's the riddle?
Oh, that's a great one. What does no person want, yet no person wants to lose?
I feel like Aaron's got a lot of really great answers for the second part of that, but maybe the first part, not so much.
And I will say this is very topical. Like this is very much in the zeitgeist right now.
I have a great answer for this.
Yep.
And Adel, you saying that this is very much the zeitgeist right now is not any part of my answer, but I would say a parking ticket. Someone gives you a parking ticket, you didn't want it, but
that's
man, you don't want to lose it, because then they'll fucking put a boot on your car and they'll like fucking you start paying all those fines and shit.
That is a fantastic, yeah, that or like a dry cleaning ticket, any sort of like receipt or
so I don't know about you guys, but the way that I operate is I don't love to do delivery. Because first of all, I think that like all of those like delivery companies, like the Grubhub and whatever, they're just like super exploitative to the people that work there. But also, I'm like, I can go get the food. Like, I just can't. I'm sober, so I'm never fucked up. Like, I can always just go drive and get the food. And I enjoy driving, and I enjoy like, you know, getting out of the house. So through the pandemic, if we've ordered out, I'll always go get the food. But in Chicago, a lot of the times, like if you're just running into a restaurant, you're parked at a spot where there's like street parking, meter parking. But I'm not going to like pay for like 5 minutes of meter parking to go out. And it's usually pretty quick. The other day, I was pulling up at a place to pick up some lunch, and I pulled up at the place. But then I saw that Mariah had texted me. So I grabbed my phone and started to text Mariah back. And as I was texting Mariah back, a parking like meter reader person pulled up right in front of me and started writing a ticket for the guy right in front of me who had probably done a very similar thing. But then he made eye contact with me in my car. So I like pretended to like look behind me and be like, I'm just
merging.
But not that he could have done anything, because I think if he had just written the ticket, I would have just like backed up and driven away and be like, I'm leaving.
Trying to catch you with the ticket. You're just dodging it in your car.
But I was that thing where it's like I was fully ready to hop out of the car and just run in there and get the food. And the fact that I stopped to like pause to write Mariah back, you know, whatever we were texting, I was
saved
like,
$80.
That just saved me like yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had no idea how much that ticket was, but I was like, that's probably a $50 text message.
That's so lucky.
That's
fantastic. Yeah.
And then the guy who did get the ticket came out, because I was still in my car. He came out, grabbed the ticket off his car, went like, like threw his hands up, and then crumpled up the ticket. And I was like, don't do that. Like,
wow.
No.
Somehow that ticket exists. Like you destroying it, I'm like, that's not gonna,
I gotta
that's
say
not
that's
gonna take it away.
That's pure confidence in who your daddy is. If your daddy is someone, that's a move you pull.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it a job, Adel?
Aaron, bingo bango hatata, it is a job. That's very good.
I got one.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
So this is going to be two separate scenes. The first one is going to be myself and JPC. JPC, we're going to say that this is like the 1950s.
Sure.
Somewhere around there, like Mad Men era-ish. And you're going to come into my office. I'm going to call you into my office to fire you. And you're going to try and keep your job as much or as little as you want to. And then after that, Aaron, we're going to do a modern day scene where same thing. I'm going to call you into my office to fire you in 2022.
Great.
First, JPC. Hey, Greg, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, Steve, you wanted to see me? You mind if I make us up a couple of whiskeys while we talk?
Yeah, make mine a double. Do you want a Pall Mall?
Oh, absolutely. That's a Pall Mall. That's a type of Camel?
Absolutely. Here you go.
Absolutely. It's a double and a triple for me, and it's 9 a.m. Cheers. On the old docket today, Steve?
Oh, yeah, listen. Now, you've been with us for a while, and, you know, you do great work.
Company man.
You're a nice guy. You're a company man. We've given you a car, we've given you a watch, but I have to say that...
This is smooth scotch.
Oh, yes. Oh. It's flown in from Edinburgh.
Wow, Edinburgh. I love their Fringe Festival.
Yeah, oh, yes. So many one-person shows about juggling.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, speaking of juggling, we're trying to juggle a lot of opportunities here, and I got to say, the times, they are a-changing, as Bob Dylan will write, and we're going to have to let you go.
Oh, okay, so I'm going into the field. You really want me out there slamming the pavement, making my boots hurt across the land?
Yeah, I think
that can work. I'm going to need a newer car, though. That's going to be a company car for... Old Greg.
Listen, Greg, for the last 20 years, we've paid you $2,500 a year, and you have five houses, you have three cars, you have it all. You have
five houses, but I've got six families, so I'm still trying to afford.
You're a bit of a scoundrel.
I got one family living in an apartment. A bit of a scoundrel. Classic man of the age.
But listen, we are going to have to let you go. Dolores will see you out, and your belongings have already been packed up. I wish to distract you while we talk, and your belongings are out front.
Wait a second, you're firing me?
I'm afraid so.
Oh my god, what'll I do? Where will I go to drink during the day?
Your vacation house?
I guess that could work, there's a lot of booze there, and if I run out of booze there, I could move to one of my other houses. Of course, I'd have to see my wives and family.
Learn the kids' names,
I'm not gonna do that, no, I'll just call them little gentlemen and little ladies. Well, it's been a hell of a run. I'm really gonna miss you. I'm really gonna miss this place.
I'm gonna miss you too, buddy. Take care. I'll see you on the links.
Oh yeah, LinkedIn. I'll be on LinkedIn uploading my resume later today.
LinkedIn. I gotta write that down. We cut to modern day. Hey, Tiffany, can I talk to you? You can just stay at your desk. You can just stand at your desk.
Yeah. What's up?
We're downsizing.
Okay. And I'm getting fired?
Well, we don't say that word. We say downsizing.
Okay, love
You've
it.
Been made
Do
redundant.
It. High five.
High five.
Love it. Do it. High five. Serves up, my guy. I'm going to head out. I'm going to go drink some mimosas and keep my standards high.
Cool.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, real quick.
Get to my Razor scooter and leaves. What's up? No, actually, no, you can't. You're not paying me for my time anymore. Bye.
We need you to train someone before you leave.
No.
For
fuck
no
off.
Money.
You can fuck right off with that. Goodbye.
Hey, boss, I heard you're firing Tiffany's. I'm Tiffany.
Oh, my God, I would love to get fired. Are you firing people? Oh, please.
No, get back to work. Get back to work.
I don't know what we do.
We leverage our information to circle back.
Love it. Do it. High five. Surf's up.
High five. Surf's up.
Love it. Do it.
Well, speaking of high five surfs up, why don't you crack open a nice fucking can of something and hit the beach, and we'll be right back.
Smooth scotch on the beach.
Yeah, some beer.
Scotch on the beach.
Pour yourself a scotch.
Next time I go out
beach.
Drinking, I'm going to order a scotch on the beach.
See a bartender's eye twitch.
I would love to see you get served a scotch full of sand.
A scotch on the beach.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there. That
was... But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back, and guys, listen to this. Isn't that the cutest little thing you've ever heard?
That's uncanny. That sounds like JPC.
It sounds like an Alvin and the Chipmunks album. It's like, are you ready, Theodore?
You being a good boy. You being a good baby.
I love it so much. We're obsessed.
Would any of you ever own a bird? Like, keep a bird in your house?
We used to, when I was a kid, we used to have, so we lived in Las Vegas, and my dad worked for the hotel, the Flamingo Hilton. And one day, he was leaving work, going to the parking lot, and there was a bird caught in, like, a bush. So he grabbed, like, a tablecloth or something, wrapped up the bird, and took it home.
Did your dad ever consider selling it? Because I heard a bird in a bush is worth two of the bit haired.
Oh, he got stoned twice. Wait, or two a day. I messed up the analogy.
I messed up the phrase, I think, so it's fine.
Sorry, listener to the show, Emily, her and her family have birds, and I made her tell me everything about it. Do you know that birds live for decades and decades?
Oh, yeah,
birds and tortoises.
Birds
have, like, multiple owners over a lifetime because they live for fucking ever, and they talk.
Let's put that to the test, Adel. How long did that bird that your dad brought home live?
We had it for a long time, then we gave it away.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, when we moved.
Right?
But it was a red-headed Amazon parrot, and they're, like, endangered. So we think it was part of, like, a traveling zoo or a magic act or something. Who knows in Vegas? But it was incredibly smart, and it would, like, what's the term? Wolf whistle?
Sure.
What's that called? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's that?
Cat call?
Wolf whistle or wolf whistle? Oh, okay, cat call. I don't even know the term. So that what I said is nothing. It's a cat call. And it would, like, say words, and it would repeat us, and it would say, like, curse words and stuff.
Live for, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Chilling. But it was a great pet, but I think eventually we were just like, it's so noisy. Its cage takes up so much space. So when we moved to Ohio, we got rid of it. Its name was Saeed.
I think that was the name that it came with?
No, that's the name my dad gave it because he's Middle Eastern. Yeah.
I my dad was a huge Lost fan. My thing is, like, with birds is I have nothing against birds. I think birds are fine, but it doesn't seem like, and I know that a lot of people do, and I think that it actually is okay, but it just doesn't seem like you should be keeping a bird in a house. Like, it just, like a dog, a cat, that could be in a house, even though, of course, they're not made for a house. But a bird with the wings truly feels like it's made for the sky.
Yes. That's like if you had a creature, like if you had a dog, but instead of legs, it had skis, and you kept it in a house, and not in snow, that would be awful. Is that a one-to-one?
I have to leave the podcast. I have to pitch something to a bunch of executives.
Whoever gets there first, because I need to pitch something.
Oh, wait. I just got a notification from Netflix. They have a new show coming out tomorrow called Ski Dog.
Okay. I just sent an email to help@disney.com, and I think that Little Doggy Skis is going to be big.
Channing Tatum is Little Doggy Skis?
I would like to see a scene. You both are on a ski lift, and you realize that the ski lift in front of you is two parakeets wearing skis, and you're just trying to process this.
What is happening? Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah. I mean, I assume so. This looks like two, I want to say, I don't know birds, but I want to say
Keats.
Parakeets?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're Keats.
Keats. I'm sorry, Keats. And they're wearing tiny little skis.
Yeah, there's a pair of Keats, and they're wearing tiny little skis.
I mean, surely it's just that we can't see. They're stuffed, right? This is a joke that someone's playing on us. We just can't see the front of them.
I saw their heads move.
I did too. I didn't want to admit it, but I did see their heads move.
Do you think I'm... Oh, P.S. I'm Jeff.
Oh, that's so weird. I'm also Jeff.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
What's your last name?
Honey, do you think we should get the season pass? I don't know. How often do you think you'll be able to sneak away from work so we can come up here to ski? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's worth the money.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, will you two behind us shut the fuck up? We're trying to have a conversation, and we're looking at these goddamn parakeets up here. We don't need to listen to your whole fucking life, you old piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, you got me, Scene. You got me.
Thank God you called Scene, because I'm like, my joke doesn't make sense now. Here we go. Let's do another riddle. Episode 199. What goes up white and comes down yellow? What goes up white and comes down yellow? What goes up white comes yellow?
So this is when you like whitewash a fence and then it's ravaged by the effects of time.
It's ravaged by malaria.
It goes up white and comes down yellow.
Yeah, it goes up white and it comes down yellow.
I think I have an answer for this that I actually really fucking like.
What is it?
The sun?
That's what I was going to say.
That is a great guess. It is not the sun, but that is a great guess.
It goes up white. And it comes down yellow.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is this like if you pour Drano in a clogged sink and like the white bubbles come up and then it kind of like flushes down with like a nasty yellow color?
What is in your sink?
What?
I mean, I don't want to say, I can't give too much information about what goes in the sink, but humor here, teeth.
One of my favorite things is when somebody talks to you about what they think is a universal experience, and it's absolutely not.
And you're like, uh-oh, you've admitted something.
Wow.
We're not cleaning our sinks correctly at all? Someone's admitting to something. Huh.
So, you know what? You're not supposed to use Drano if, like, you're... Because it fucks up your pipes. Yeah. But everybody... You know how everybody does it? Because if you're a renter, you don't give a shit if it fucks up your pipes because they're not your pipes. You're just
renting
the
pipes. And they
don't
show up to fix it? Yeah.
I was living at a place one time where... You're generally fine with Drano. I think if you flush it out like in the 20 minutes that it says like flush it out with hot water completely in those 20 minutes, I accidentally fucking just spaced the whole flushing it out thing and it definitely ate a hole in like the pipe of my kitchen, of my bathroom sink. And I called the landlord and I was like, hey, I don't know what happened, like blah, blah, blah.
And what did Hannibal say?
My landlord came to my apartment and he was like, the fucking guy who lived here before you was always trying to fix shit himself. And I think he fucked up this sink. He like tried to fix this pipe himself and he fucked it up. And I was like, yeah, I bet it was that asshole. Yeah. I bet it was that motherfucker who fucked this thing up completely. That's funny. He just fixed it and it like moved on. I was like, oof, that could have gone really bad.
You should have said.
I like that he had good like faith in you.
Yeah.
We were always very accommodating of our landlord. So I don't think even if we had fucked it up and like I had just straight up admitted to it, I think he would have been like, okay, I'll fix it anyway. Because like we used to like watch their dog and shit when they went out of town. So it was a very like courteous relationship. But I don't think he would have wanted to explode it over like, I don't know, like a $50 fucking pipe.
This might be a first. I'm going to do something where it's going to be called, do you want to do this scene? So the premise for this scene is...
Wow.
Aaron, the first time in 200 episodes we get to say no.
Aaron, you're a tenant in an apartment, and you're having drain problems, and so you call over JPC, and JPC is a liquid plumber.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
He's made of liquid. So JPC wants to do it. Aaron?
Yep, I'm in.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I thought for sure you'd both say no. I was planning on you both saying no.
No.
Wow.
I don't want to see this scene.
Oh, ye of little faith.
My favorite Christmas song.
Wow.
All right, let's see this scene about a liquid plumber.
The door's open. You can come in. What do you mean you didn't bring all your tools? My landlord just keeps springing for like the cheapest people, and you can't do it today? It took like 3 weeks for you to even come. Oh, it's not your fault. You're doing your best. You're liquid. It falls through your hands. Come on, man. Can you at least try? Just go and look. Just look at the problem and see what you can do. God, why do I have to twist your arm to do this?
Gahor, Bam, I'm glad you sought a second opinion. Gorsh, you're
plumbing. Get the hell out of here, you pervert.
Scene.
Sorry. It's too tempting.
I was like, I have to do a Daffy Duck, or not Donald Duck bit.
Donald Duck. Donald I thought you were going with Goofy.
Well, I was playing Goofy.
Who came after Donald Duck. Yeah. Yes, the liquid plumber.
Aaron and JPC, what goes up white and comes down yellow?
Cocaine.
You can have a hint. Much like, so JPC guessed the sun, and much like the sun, Elton John has a great song about this, the answer. And it's also, when it hits, when it comes down, it's hitting something. So it remains white. It goes up white, and it comes down, for most of the way down, it is white, and then it hits something, and then it's yellow.
It's not cocaine, and it's just like
snow?
Snow.
It's not snow.
It comes up white and goes down yellow.
It goes up white and comes down yellow. So if I were to throw this item in the air, and it is able to be thrown very easily, if I were to throw this item in the air, it would be white all the way up, white most of the way down, and then yellow at the end.
Okay, so it's something that is white on the outside and has yellow on the inside, like an egg.
It's an egg. And that's of course the song is "Don't Let My Egg Go Down on You."
Oh,
I was gonna
say
cake, like a white cake that has yellow in the inside, but people aren't throwing eggs.
Benny and an egg.
Well, now we have to hear JBC sing a Elton John song in the cadence of cake.
I will do it. What Elton John song do we want to do? I want to do Benny
Tiny
and
Dancer.
Jets.
Tiny Dancer.
Oh, Tiny Dancer. Okay, yeah. Of course, a classic.
Okay,
Tiny Dancer.
I'm really excited.
Do you want your background music?
I mean, I think it's going to be better if I have the background music.
You know the exact one thing I'm going to sing over and over.
Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady, Seamstress for the Band,
Seamstress for the Band,
Pretty Eyed, Pirate Smile, You'll Marry a Music Man, You're a Ballerina, You Must Have Seen Her Dancing in the Sand. And now she's in me, always with me. Tiny Dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
And those sound like cake lyrics.
That's honestly, it kind of goes with everything. It's like real cake.
I could see putting on cake and you being like, Adel, you have to listen to this song. This will change your opinion. And him singing Jesus Freaks or toxing the word Jesus Freaks.
I think that Cake, who hasn't really been putting out new music, should just do a cover album where they just cover like Elton John songs and like Bob Dylan songs. Like, why not?
I'd love to hear it
in that style.
I gotta be honest, I would probably listen to that.
Me too.
If they did like Creep by Radiohead
low bar. It's like a band put out an album. It's like, I would listen to it. It's like, great. Thank you.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll in. Mm-hmm. Tide roll in.
Tide roll in.
I want to fuck you like an animal. I want to feel you from the inside. It kind of works.
From the inside.
It truly. From the inside. Viber slap.
I like big butts. I cannot lie. Okay, here we go. Let's get to some more riddles. This is famously a very heavy, riddle heavy episode. Okay, here's our next riddle. What's smaller than an ant's mouth?
Ant's butt.
And this is ant spelled A-N-T.
Ant's butt.
I say an aunt, so I wasn't aunt? Going to be confused.
What's smaller than an aunt's mouth?
Ant's butt.
I was going to say, JBC's going to say an ant's butt.
Well, he said it seconds ago. JBC, can you explain your answer?
Ant's
tongue.
Legally, these are both correct, but it's not the funny fucking little answer that they put here.
Okay.
An ant's mouth.
What's smaller than an ant's mouth? I mean, basically, you got it. What does a tongue and teeth do? What does it help with?
Talking.
Well, come
voice.
On, Aaron.
Come on, Aaron.
Stop
Aaron,
watching DreamWorks Ants and think
watch
about
the
real
Woody
ants.
Allen one.
Watch a Bug's Life. Ants is the Woody Allen one.
Ants is the Woody Allen one. We should all stop watching that one.
Eats.
Yes, it's what the ant eats. What's smaller than an ant's mouth? What the ant eats. I want to see a scene.
That makes sense.
Oh, no, come on. Let me see a scene.
Okay, Aaron.
That worked. I can't believe that worked.
Holy shit, that's never worked before. That's wild.
You two are ants at a Michelin star restaurant, and you feel like people are not treating you with the respect you maybe deserve.
Gotcha.
Another course? Philip, I don't know if I can keep eating.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like $500 a plate.
That's how much you paid for this?
I know. It's a nice place. And I feel like this is maybe the third or fourth course in a row that has just been a piece of shit. Like, I know we're ants, but isn't this a nice restaurant? Like, shouldn't we be having, like, I don't, like, plus it up?
Yeah. Well, I feel like we should be having, like, huge grains of sugar, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm back with your next course that is, again, specific from the chef to this table. Here is one big old Dorito. Enjoy.
I mean, this is a little more like it, but still, for $500, one big old Dorito? And to us, a regular Dorito is a big old Dorito.
And also, this is a 3D Dorito, which is like the worst kind of Dorito.
Yeah.
It's just, it's impossible.
Excuse me, garçon?
Yes?
Two questions. She's laughing at us.
Wow, our garçon.
Are you hearing this?
I am. This is unreal.
She rudely screamed yes, and then she started laughing
so
at us.
I hurt myself. Yes, how can I help you? Sorry.
Stop laughing at us.
Stop laughing at us.
We have two questions for you. One, my husband and I want to know, where are you from?
Well, the France part, of course.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Asked and answered. And then two, is this, I mean, you keep saying this dish or entree is specifically for this table. Is this what everyone else is getting?
No, look around you. They're having scallops and pesto honey. And this table is having
honey, we may not.
Steak with mushroom goo over it. You are so small. You're mere ants. So the chef thought we should feed you food that's more of your style.
Pardon me, garçon.
Yes?
My wife and
yes?
I would like to, I'm sorry. My wife and I would like to send back our scallops with pesto honey and steak with mushroom goop.
Inedible.
It's inedible. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, the chef made the menu specific for you because you two are such trash. He thought
we saw those ants are eating Doritos over there. We would love some Doritos.
All right, $500 Doritos coming up.
Now we're talking.
Oh, here we go, baby.
Yes.
I said yes so hard I hurt myself.
Yes.
Erin leaned into it. She leaned into the yes, and I could see a part of her breaking.
It hurt.
of course.
That is one of the more fun accents and words to say in that accent. There's nothing better than
yes.
Which I feel like my only reference point from that is not even old movies. It's like maybe Animaniacs. I'm trying to think of where I've Or Looney Tunes?
Oh, yeah, Looney Tunes makes sense. Yes. I couldn't put my finger on it either, but I have an image of it in my mind. But now that you said Animaniacs, it's animated for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Animaniacs was one where I'm like, as I got older, I was like, oh, these are real people that they're parodying, like all these actors and stuff.
Yeah.
No 8-year-old knows who Clark Gable is. Let's do another riddle here. Aaron, does that sound good? Can I get a verbal yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
I can make my vocal cords bleed because we're not recording them out.
It stands on one leg and its heart is in its head. What is it?
It stands
on... I was going to say a lamp, but that I know that's not right.
It stands... Well, the Pixar lamp is correct.
That's true. No, it's
flamingo.
It stands on one leg and its heart is in its head. So, Aaron, to you, flamingos have their hearts inside their heads?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work?
I don't know. I'm not a zoologist.
And so their brain is in their...
Butts. And their butt is in their heart.
Explain what are you... the anatomy of a flamingo to you, asshole. Heart. I don't work for you. Fucking this guy coming in here with a flamingo anatomy. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? That's what I'm saying, JPC.
Yeah,
who gives
exactly.
a shit?
I want to see a scene.
God.
The two of you are a couple at the zoo.
Okay.
You're looking at the flamingos and you're both unfucking believably unimpressed.
Boo.
It sucks.
Boo.
Do something.
I eat shrimp too, assholes. You don't see people paying to come see me, assholes.
You dumb mother. Do something. Do something.
What if I turn the color of the food I eat, losers?
Yeah, everybody could do that if we have fucking translucent-ass, feather-ass fucking do something.
Gangly leg motherfuckers.
I'm going to hit him with a Gatorade bottle. I'm going to hit him with a Gatorade bottle.
Do it. They're skipping leg day, clearly, skinny leg.
This sucks. You suck, flamingos.
Blue crush Gatorade by Gatorade.
Fuck, I missed. Damn it, I missed.
Fruit punch. I got one. Ready?
I can't hit.
Ready? Alley-oop. Yeah, I'm bowling. I knocked a couple over. Fuck you, flamingos.
Alley, fuck you, dumbass. They flipped right over, dumbass.
Excuse
flamingos.
Me. Sorry to bother you two. I'm a silverback gorilla, and I can't help but notice you're disrespecting these animals.
Are you sure you're a silverback gorilla or are you a stupid-ass gorilla? You dumbass.
I'm going to throw a Gatorade bottle at him.
Do something.
Say that again, but look me in the eyes.
I guess I would if I could see your eyes down here by your asshole. Do something, stupid.
We have thumbs, too. That might impress these assholes at the zoo, the other animals. Not me, dum-dum. Gatorade bottle of that.
Dummy.
Stop. Break neck?
You just broke your own neck, stupid. this dummy just broke his own neck.
That's
do
the scene.
Something.
Scene. That's the ultimate power move.
I'm gonna throw a Gatorade bottle at it. It's so funny.
If a group of people ever come up to you and surround you to like fight you,
break your own neck.
Scream like you're crazy and break your own neck.
Dude.
Okay.
Ah! That was so fucking funny to me. I can eat shrimp too.
I feel like most people wouldn't know what, like, if you could convincingly fake a breaking of your own neck, I feel like most people wouldn't know that that's fake. They'd be like, oh shit, this guy's just broke his own neck. He's dead. Like, we got to get to
the fuck out of here. I'm
going to
get charged for his murder.
Yeah, I'd hold up my camera, put the lens on me, and be like, "Hey, this is Adorify. These people just killed me." And then I'd scan my phone across their faces, and then in video, text it, and then break my own neck.
Wow, that's a lot of lead up time to you getting in this fight.
And no one's gonna be like, "Come on!" No court is gonna be like, "You're saying he broke his own neck?" That's never happened in human history. It's on purpose, I will say. It stands on one leg, and its heart is in its head. What is it? It stands on one leg, and its heart is in its head.
What kind of thing?
This isn't like a living thing, right? This is like an object.
As ELO once sang, it is a living thing.
Whoa.
It's
damn.
It's a living thing. But it's
on
not.
One leg. Uh-huh.
I will say heart is a bit of a strong word. So
would this be like a plant? Because
yes,
like plants
yes,
don't
yes,
have
yes,
like
yes.
anatomy, mm-hmm. like a tree or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yep.
Heart is in its head.
It stands on one leg and its heart is in its head. I will say
a flower.
Like a flower.
Close. Aaron, I will say the answer to this is in the first couple episodes of Old Enough, the wonderful Netflix series that you had us watch. There's a very funny scene.
Tempura shrimp.
I mean, that's in every episode.
Okay.
But there's a very funny scene involving this thing. In maybe episode
noodles.
3 or 4.
Udon noodles.
So much food. It stands on one
dandelion.
Leg and its heart is in its head. What is it? It's not a dandelion. It is an edible food. I mean, dandelions are edible, but I mean, you would search
broccoli.
This out to eat. Very close.
Cabbage.
It's cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
when that girl tries to twist off the cabbage for 20 minutes and then she tries to 1 hour
she's doing that.
Was it 1 hour?
It was 1 hour.
And then she tries to coax the cameraman into helping her.
Did you watch the one where the kid drops the fish and has to put the fish back in the cooler yet? That
no,
is the craziest one. You have to watch. It's insane.
Old Enough, but it's from like 2009, but I guess it just made it over here to Netflix. But Old Enough is fantastic. It's just a fantastic show.
Highly, highly recommend. Well, speaking of wonderful shows that you've recommended, Aaron, do you have anything new to recommend to our listeners now?
I would recommend checking out the Skyless Kickstarter. I think there's a little bit more time for you to hop on and get your copy of the second issue of Skyless. It's Sean Coyle's
You
comic.
Said his name wrong?
I did. I said his name wrong. Sue me. You
She's talking about Sean's Coyle.
Sean Coyle's
That's Addle's refined.
Comic. And it's so good. And I'm really excited for the second one to come out. And if you want to check that out, you can follow him or Skyless on Instagram or check out the Kickstarter. I'm excited for it.
I'm obsessed with this idea now of being like, oh, yeah, that's John's Patrick Cohen.
John's.
The person that I am is John's Addles Patrick Raffi. Cohen.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Whose Patrick Cohen is this?
And then also check out Sitcom D&D. JPC's episode is out by now. Addles' episode
Hell
is out by now.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Hell fucking
and
yeah.
Those are great episodes to start with because you can really hop in anytime you want. JPC, anything to plug?
I mean, we're in it now. This is, I think, third, fourth week of our new promotion. So make sure that you submit these 5-star reviews because today we are reading one from Need 12344 5566. Love that screen name. Need writes 5 stars, highlight of my week. Like, I'm not joking. Aaron, Addle, and JPC are my best friends, even if they don't know it. I can't tell you how many times I've had my family look at me weird because I was crying, laughing at this podcast. Need, thank you so much for your 5-star review.
Sweet.
If you want to get your 5-star review read on the air, all you have to do is fucking go in there and write it. Mm-hmm. Go into Apple iTunes, make an account, write a 5-star review. Whatever you put in that 5-star review, I will say live on the air. I cannot stress how good of a deal this is for you.
Live is a bit of a stretch.
I'm going to go on and say something weird, and you're going to read it?
I got a question for you guys. Have you ever reviewed a podcast? First of all, I have left many a review on podcasts that I enjoy because I think that it helps the show, and it takes no time to do, so I do it all the time. But have you ever left a review on your own podcast?
No, never done it.
No. I will, though, now to try to get on the show.
On the campaign podcast, I think, because my Apple screen name was something, I don't even know when I picked it, but it was something weird that I had never seen. But I did leave a review on the campaign podcast when that show had just come out. It was like fresh to come out. And I think my review was, I love the show, and I'm on it.
That's great.
Right, I'm going to write one, and then you can
review.
See it.
I can't wait till Aaron reviews our show and gives us 4 stars.
No, I'll give you 5.
5. Thank you, 5. Thank you, 5.
Addle, anything to plug?
Thank you so much for asking, Aaron. I want to plug, please check out our Patreon. It's where so much wonderful content that we create. We're so proud of the work we do over there. Check it out, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Also, please check out Hello from the Magic Tavern and their Patreon. Our Patreon? Their Patreon. Check out their Patreon at Hello from the Magic Tavern, patreon.com/that name. And then I also want to plug, I was recently on a podcast called Tribal Council. It is a Survivor recap podcast, and I had a really good time talking about this season of Survivor, so check that out. And I also want to recommend getting married. Look how blissfully happy I am. And can I do 199 episodes in, can I do the first don't recommend?
Oh, yeah, please.
I don't recommend recording 9 episodes of a podcast in one day.
Yeah, we messed up and we recorded literally all day. It's unlistenable. This block of time might be a good block of time to skip. And just come back in a month and we'll be better. Okay.
Hey, and if this wasn't your cup of tea, I remind you that on the Patreon, we kind of consider the main feed kind of like our milk lemonade. And the Patreon is around the corner where the fudge is made. That's what you got to
look forward to. And that's the guarantee.
When there was one set of footprints in the sand, that was the fudge I made.
These are all going
to I'm
going
to get us out of this longest day of my life of recording and by saying Jupiter. Goodbye.
We'll see you at 200. Bye forever.
Yay.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Nemoris.
Hey there, Chats and Shorts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We go back to another one of our classic Chatterbox episodes. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.